Hello, everybody. This is Ron with the Creation Light Shift, and we're going to be doing some healings again this evening. And I'll talk about the Creation Light Shift. It comes here once every 2,000 years to help the planet on the ascension process, and it also helps us humans on the planet if we choose to do the ascension with the planet. My information is that the planet will very possibly go to the eighth dimensional reality, and I have seen the spiritual blueprints for that on the Creation Light Shift. I even take people to that room sometimes on my sessions that I have on my conference call line. That happens three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, solid 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. What we're going to do tonight is just some brief healing here right off the bat. So I'm going to first do an entity release of people. So we're going to start clearing away entities out of you. This should refresh you and make you feel a little better, a little more at home. Get rid of these discordant thoughts that you have. Sometimes when these entities leave you, you may have addictions go away for a while until some other ones come back who want to experience that addiction that you may have. So a lot of times this is actually the driving force behind your addictions. So we're just taking away this energy right now. And we're going to bring in more of your, I'll use the word soul, I use the word spirit and soul, but I'll use the word soul tonight. So we're going to bring more of your soul back into your body. And if you wish to just write something, a quick note to me, you can go to, I believe it's the home page here. It says quick chat in the BBS fast chat. Just click on that, and on the left side of your screen, you can type in something there. It says a name, message, and email. And just type something in there if you like to communicate with me without using the telephone. But I do like calls, too. So I'm going to bring back more of your spirit now. So here you come. So we're cleaning out the energies now from your spirit, doing a cleansing. And we're going to bring more of you to yourself. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and this is more of you coming back into your body. We'll do it one more time for you. So cleaning out some more entities, and just kind of sit back and relax. When you have more of your spirit with you, your body will feel heavier. And another byproduct is if you look into a mirror, your eyes should look a little brighter, have more depth to them, which also indicates more light coming out of your eyes. You're connected more to the source through your spirit. And your spirit is what looks out of your eyes. Or I should use the word soul, I guess. People like to hear the word soul over spirit. Some teachings relate to spirit being the source energy and the soul being a part of that. That is here for different incarnations or just goes out to experience life. So here we come. Here's more of your spirit being cleansed. And again, you may feel energy around your body as this happens here. Okay, and becoming more into your body right now, and I'll count to 10 again. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So what we're going to do now is connect with some of your loved ones, if you like to, from the other side. This I do once in a while, so just kind of sit back and relax. And we're going to have your spirit locate these loved ones. And what I'm going to do now is connect and with you from the Creation Light Shift. The Light Beam Doctors are going to facilitate this process and healing. And what they're going to do is bring your consciousness down to your heart center so you can connect in your heart center to connect with your loved ones that have passed on. So here we go. Now I'll do this probably about four times. So if you want to visualize like an elevator, and you're on the 10th floor inside of your head, and we're going to be dropping down through the different numbers to number one, which will be where your heart is. So here we go. And they're ready to help you. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And they want me to do it one more time for everyone. So you should be feeling your consciousness being into your heart center. As you think a thought, it should be from your chest. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we're going to ask your spirit to connect with a loved one or whatever you wish to. It could be even an animal on the other side for communication now. And we'll just give you maybe, I'll give you all 2 minutes of time just to do this if you wish. And I'll just put my line on mute here and just kind of relax there and connect now. Okay, so I hope that's helped all of you. And we're now going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. And again, this is the Creation Light Shift facilitating this through me here. So I always go to the heart center first. So we're going to go to your heart center and adjust the energy now so that your heart chakra, we'll say, is pointing forward. There we go. And go to your throat chakra, and do the same positioning now. There we go. And go to your third eye. There we go. And I don't worry about the seventh chakra that often. That's not on the earth plane here. These earth energies can affect your chakras quite a bit, where the seventh normally is always okay. And we'll go now to your solar plex area, the third chakra. Moving that around now. There we go. And second chakra. That looks fine. And chakra. And that also looks okay. Okay. And I think we have a caller that just called in, so I heard a beep. So.
Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hi, Ron. This is William.
Hi, William.
How's it going?
Doing good.
Excellent. Is there anything new coming up, Ron, with the light chip you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, they're doing a lot of energy work now for the planet.
Fantastic.
And they're working with just a lot of energies with the other beings that are around trying to help us out here, putting them back into spiritual integrity so that they're carrying more light to help us out.
And will this have any effect on us, you know, on a day-to-day basis? Will we feel anything?
Yeah, that's a very good question. About 2 weeks ago, they brought in some really strong energy to the planet here.
Yeah.
And some people were kind of feeling a little out of sorts for a short time. What they actually did was disconnect their the source spiritual energy from all their creations. And at that point, everything in a sense sort of stopped. And then they reconnected this energy back to everything that they created in the light. And so energy forms that were mimicking the light, and this also includes forms that people may have inside of them, kind of like entities or other energies that are taking the light spiritual energy that was kind of robbing yourself from this energy, where it cannot connect itself because it wasn't created by the light. These energies now are not associated with the light energy. So what the light created, it put a cord out, so to speak, to all of its creations. And so only the light is corded by the light now.
I see. Oh, yes. Very good.
And so that's a very good thing to have happen. And so and for myself, it's I don't normally cord anything, but when I do look at something and attempt to cord something, it's much, much harder now to put out an energy cord.
Right.
Because where I'm directing the cord to, there's no energy around to take, because everything now went into like an inward energy to go inside of yourself to use your own energy. So people who are used to taking energy off of people, places, and things will not be able to do that, so to speak.
Right.
Sure,
yes,
probably
right,
always
so.
Do
yeah.
something, but the intention is to have everybody get their own energy now and to be self-sufficient.
Very good. Lots happening then.
Yeah, there's a lot happening, and it's getting stronger all the time.
Yes, I feel it's got a lot stronger, and you know, it's cumulative.
Yes, so,
you know,
and then also
time,
the,
yeah.
The light ship is working with, in a sense, it's light allies of consciousness, which could be, you know, other light forms that are here to help out for the ascension process, and putting those back into integrity again.
Right.
So that they can help out, and that's their main role right now, is to get some more spiritual help on these lower levels of consciousness, which are actually above us, but to the light ship, they're lower levels, and they're trying to get them, or making them get into integrity, or not to show up at all, because they're robbing the energies here and messing up creation itself.
Right, right. Okay,
so,
well, that's really good news all around.
So, yeah, it is very good, and we are going through a lot of shifting.
Yeah.
Of consciousness, so it's just kind of hang on to your pants there and know that things are changing at a very quick, fast rate right now.
Right. Right, I think what's happened, to me, it's time is speeding up. And so as it gets faster and faster, you get to the point where you're in the now. In other words, everybody experienced the now, so that we won't have any of this interference from the past and the future.
Yes,
which is what
that is a good way of putting that. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I think that the light has been working towards for quite some time, so it'll break down all these barriers that we've been experiencing from, you know. For want of a better word, the negative side.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, because we are controlled, even though we believe it. You know, we are controlled here a lot by these other forces that are not of the light.
Right.
To sidetrack us so that we're not plugged in completely to our spiritual walk here. So.
Right. Right.
And you know, we're on their food chain, so.
Anyway,
I don't get too far into this. I don't want to make the show too negative here.
Right. No,
anyway, just know that we do have some assistance. And
yeah.
We do have assistance now with the light ship, so it's here
right.
to help us out.
Right.
This is what its role is to come every 2,000 years to help the creations that it created to do the shift in consciousness.
Right. I understand that perfectly, yeah. Well, it's good news, Ron.
Okay. So thank you for calling, William.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll be calling in again.
Okay.
Check in with you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So continue on here with our chakra alignment. So the chakras are aligned now. They're in the proper sequence. You may feel more energy flowing through your body. And what we're going to do now is a chakra opening. And so if you're in a quiet place, you may want to have this done for yourself. I normally open the chakras up about body width. Most people's chakras are between half an inch to about 3 inches, depending on how they wish to sample energies. And if you're in a really noisy room right now, you probably don't want to have them opened up because you don't want to be too sensitive. So, but this is your choice, and you can stop it whenever you wish if it feels like you're getting too much energy into your body. Remember, your chakras are what gives the life force energy to all your body organs, so it's good to have them in alignment and also flowing the spiritual energy to you. So here we go. I'm going to go to the heart chakra first. So heart chakra, front and back. I use the word spin to increase the energy. So spin, 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 open. And now we'll go up to the throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll go to your third eye, your psychic screen here. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll go back down to your power chakra, solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. And next, second chakra, around your navel. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. There you go. So now you should be flowing a lot more energy into your body. You should feel like if you were tired before that you're energized. What we're going to do next is another healing. So what my sessions are about mainly is healing. This is what I do best. I don't like to talk a lot about different things. I'd just rather get on with it and have the spirituality hit the pavement here of healing. So we're going to go to the energy now that's connected to your lungs. This is what they're telling me to do. Whatever I do, I'm pretty much live on the spot here. So they want to go to your lungs now and treat them as a chakra. Someone may have a lung condition out there, possibly. I don't know, but this is what the light shift is guiding me to do right now. So I might just take a deep breath in and out a couple of times here. And we're going to go to your right lung first, and we're going to open this energy vortex up. And they'll be doing some healing work on you also, I am sure. So here we go. So right lung. Spin, 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 open. Left lung. Spin, 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 open. There we go. And that you should be able to feel more energy right now inside of your body. We're going to bring down now from the creation light ship is your wonderful oxygen, what they have on the ship. And we're going to bring that into your living room right now. And we'll first bring in Saint Germain. He facilitates a lot of these sessions here that I do. So he's going to come into your living room first. So I'll use the word stronger. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do at all. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just kind of sit back and enjoy Saint Germain here. I'll be back in about a half a minute, and we'll bring in the beautiful oxygen from the ship now so you can breathe that refined oxygen. And you can ask Saint Germain for guidance and also physical healing. Okay. We'll bring in the next energy. And this will be the beautiful oxygen right now. So connecting now. This will come from the creation light ship into your living room right now. So, or bedroom, wherever you're located. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And just again, sit back and kind of relax and take some deep breaths. And you may find yourself breathing a little deeper. And we'll do a water charging here. So in the next couple minutes, if you like, get a glass of water. This is very interesting. A lot of people love this. And I'm also doing a session this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's my 4-hour monthly ascension healing process. You're on the Creation Lightship for 4 hours. The fee for this is $60. And they do water charging on this process here, and they do a lot of healing work on you. So if you're interested, just give me a call, and we can make arrangements for this session for you. So just sit back and breathe the beautiful oxygen, and also get a glass of water ready. And I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, so we're now going to go up to the Creation Light Ship, and you can get your water glass now, and if you don't have it, just get it, and Gina now is coming to you, and you can be walking as this happens here, and she'll be putting her nice divine energy around you. She'll connect to your heart center, and we'll be going up to the Creation Light Ship to do a few healings here. And if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along, just think of them in your consciousness. Or if you have a dog or a cat that's close to you, you may want to hold them. That's fine. We've had horses up there and pigs and naturally, you know, dogs and cats and birds. So, okay, here we go. So we're going up now. We're going through a nice, beautiful white light tunnel. And we're on the ship right now. And they're doing a body scan on us, and our animals and pets are now leaving us. They're going to a special animal healing ship. And right now we're going into the orientation room. And this room is where we're selecting the doctor teams that we're going to be working with through this session. We're at free choice to which ones we'd like to select and pick. Remember, these are creation energies. This is your first incarnation to do healing on us. These are not 3D or 4D energies. These are true creation first cause energies. And they take the life form, typically of where they're going to be going to in their next incarnation. So we selected our teams. I'm seeing that we have about 15 teams right now. And this could sound like a meditation as we walk through the rooms and go into different rooms, but it's real time. You're up on the ship physically, and you're also here physically, too. So we're going down a long hallway. It's about 200 feet in length. On the left side is the windows to the light ship. I have a lot of people who comment on it after the sessions that they actually have seen the light ships hovering, and they can describe how the different rooms look even and how some of the doctors look. So it's quite interesting and very nice to hear people comment on their different sessions that they've had. Right now we're going to the end of the hallway. On the right side is the windows and doors that materialize automatically as you walk in front of them. And we're going into the procedure rooms. So we're going to first do our water charging. So we're going to the location to where there's a large swimming pool. And in this swimming pool is this liquid light energy water. The water does not touch your skin, but it does go around your skin. And it's silver and sparkles like diamonds. And we're now in the water, and we're swimming with our glass. So in front of you, put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And coming to us now are the turtles. So these are the light beam turtle doctors who are going to help us charge our water. And they're very playful, too. They're swimming in circles around us. So we'll just have this experience. And remember, we're out of time up there, so they can change time for whatever's needed for us to have our session up on the Creation Light Ship. And you may feel your hands buzz down here, possibly. You might feel them tingle. Sometimes the water will all of a sudden have bubbles appear in it. Some people's water will taste sweeter. Some will taste silkier. And it's just an experience that they're doing for you, which is going to help to detoxify your body. They want about another 15 seconds, and the water will be charged up this quickly right now. They're changing time for us because of the short program here. Remember, we're up on the ship. The way we're up there is that if you know what a sine wave looks like, a sideways S on a piece of paper with a line going through it, we're up on the ship when the top and bottom curve or pulse meets that straight line. So we're in zero time, and that's the timeline, and where these lines intersect is where we're actually being transported. And then down here we're manifested above and below the line on the sine wave. Okay, they're ready now, so you can take your water now and take a sip or drink some of it and just see how it tastes. If anybody would like to call in with this experience, you can. And we're going to another location now. And this location is a crystal healing room. And there's about three different teams of doctors working there in this room to help us do some healing too. The crystals themselves are conscious beings, and they'll do healing on us. And the doctors will do their own modalities and help us out in this room. So we're levitating now, and as we communicate through mental telepathy to the crystals, they'll light up and show different colors so we know that they are listening to us. I'll also allow you to have about a half a minute here of just some peace and request your healing. Down here, I'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary into your living rooms. So here we go, connecting with your first cause energy from her original spiritual blueprint. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So I'll see you back in about a half a minute here. And do request healings. Okay, and the next room we're going to go into is a room where they can release physical body pain from us. This is a very popular room. A lot of people have aches and pains, so we're going into this room, and again, there's many modalities of healing there. And again, you're at conscious free choice of which doctors you like to work with and what modalities you'd like them to use with you to help release your physical body pain. So we're in this room right now, and just request your healing. Request it inside of your head, and I'll bring in another divine energy down here, and we'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I'll see you back again in about a half a minute. Okay, we're going on to another location, and this location is where they're going to be having our feet and our hands being placed in some special solution to help with arthritis. So it's nice and warm, feels great, and right now this is what they're doing. Another team is checking out our gums, our teeth, looking for cavities, checking for gum infection inside of our mouth, so we'll just allow them to continue on with their healings. And what I'll do is charge up if you have your computer monitor on right now. If you want to look at the beautiful face of the light beam doctor on the screen, we're going to have her bring her divine essence energy into this photograph here. And I'm charging it up right now. And you'll probably see the rays around her head change a little bit. They make it a little brighter in color, possibly, as they emit more light. I'm seeing that right now on my monitor here. Her eyes will emit more light, too, from them. Her picture may start to appear to look three-dimensional, like it's starting to lift off the screen on your monitor. There we go. And just, you can request some healing from her also. And this part of the session will work on the archives. The actual ship healing will not, because I have to connect with each one of you who are online on a one-to-one basis. So I'm sampling all of your energies, and I can do that. But once the archive is off, it won't be happening. But the light beam will glow on your monitor regardless if you're on the ship or not. So there we go. It looks very nice to me. I'm going to Los Angeles in a couple of weeks. Going to the L.A. Hilton. They have a Conscious Life Expo there. And I think my booth is number maybe 309. Anybody out there lives in the L.A. area and would like to come and say hi to me, I'd be happy to see you too. And that event is February 9th through 11th. Okay, so we'll go to another location. Up on the Creation Light Ship. And this is where they're going to be working with our spine. So they do different types of adjustments for us there. You can request your healing. They normally start with your tailbone and they work their way up. Lower back. They can do ribcage adjustments for you. So just kind of indicate to them what you think could be wrong with you. And if you don't know of anything, just ask for a tune-up. And I'll put the line on mute here, and we'll leave the previous divine energy with us here, which is the beautiful lady on the photograph to do healing. So see you back in about a half a minute. And they want us to stay in these rooms for right now for a little longer, so we'll just allow them to do their work on us. I do conference call sessions for people. I do one-hour sessions for $20. It's very, very reasonable. I have a lot of healing work being done that way. So I find that people just love it, and especially when they share their experiences. I have a lot of healings that people go through, and they're normally pretty much instantaneous, and there's really not hardly any processing at all on the emotional clearings that I do. That's to me the most important thing you can do in your life, is to have that done. The emotional clearing is actually three clearings in one. The first part is that it will clean the emotional trauma density out of the emotional body. The second part is that it cleans it, this density that was imprinted from the emotional body that went into your physical body, which is one of the major reasons why you have an illness. And then the third thing is that it clears your spirit of these densities also. And so if your spirit isn't healed, it's very, very difficult to receive a healing, because your spirit is the divine working through you to your physical body. And if your spirit is wounded or has a problem, like if you broke your arm, for instance, your spirit would have a broken arm. So if it's not healed, it's going to be there with a broken arm until somebody actually does a healing on your spirit to help you and help it get healed. So the spirit healing is probably very, very important. But if it has emotional densities, then it's much more difficult for you to receive the healing from the divine because of this baggage that you're carrying. And this one-time clearing, I charge $5 for each year of your life. It takes about 1 hour to do. And at that point, you're done. And it puts you into the moment as opposed to being in your past. Who you think you are typically is your past traumas. If you notice, if you go out with anybody, any of your friends, within the first half an hour, they're going to be talking about their stuff. And that stuff is what's controlling their life at that time. And that's where their focus is, not in the moment with you, but with their stuff, typically what they're dealing with. So this healing can free you of these past situations. So here we go. We're going to go to one more room up on the Creation Light Ship. And they want us to go into the centrifuge room. And this room is where the walls are all silver. They look like mirrors. They're about 3 inches in width. And it's about 10 foot in diameter. And these walls start to spin. And on the ceiling is like colored light that will be shining down into your body. And this is used to help eliminate negative thought forms that you may be having. So if you have any addictions or negative thoughts that you want to get released, just think of them right now. And I'm going to bring in an energy down here to help facilitate that. And this energy is the energy of lack. And this lack energy is basically the opposite of creation. And so what we want to do is use this energy to help us eliminate these negative discordant thought forms that are preventing you from doing your manifestations, or manifesting something that is not for what you want for your best and highest good. So we're going to start bringing in these energies now. This is the lack energy. The room is spinning. And if you're able to be to see up on the ship, you're going to see like little clouds leave your mind. And they'll go off and disappear into these walls of the ship. And they'll change different speeds. Different types of revolutions per minute will be advancing or decreasing as your thought forms are leaving yourself. So here we go. Bringing in the lack energy. So stronger, stronger, and think the thoughts you want to have released in addiction. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll go into one final room. We're going to go back into the beautiful water, this liquid light energy water. And coming to us now for healing is the whales. I have to wait a minute because everything is real time for me up there. And the whales are coming to us now. I'm able to see and bilocate instantly and bring back pictures of what they're showing me. So the whales are coming to us to do their beautiful healing on us. So I request your healing, and I'll put the line on mute here, and you're going to be able to experience the whale energy, and I'll bring it down here for us to experience. So here comes the whale. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see you back again in about a half a minute. Okay, so we're going to just one more room. We're going to the room where your spirit was created. This is on a different level of the creation lightship. It's a different floor, and we're going to go into this room right now. Remember, we're out of time, so things happen instantly down here, although it takes time up there to move around. And we're now going into this room when the door is closing. And against the far wall is our spirit. They're remanifesting your spirit from your original divine spiritual blueprint. And I'm going to count to 10, and your spirit's going to walk into you to do some healing. And you can see this beautiful white silhouette coming toward you now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay. So we're going to be coming back down from the creation light ship. So we're going down a long hallway now. And this hallway is about 200 foot in length. And to our right side, we can look out and see the hovering light ships out, moving around. You can see the universe. It's very beautiful. And we're now approaching the orientation room. This is where we selected our team of doctors. And also coming to us are our pets and animals. And now we're going into the transporter room. This is where we had our body scanned, so they're checking us out again. And they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this conscious healing energy is going to be with us for the next 5 days. And they're getting ready to bring us back so we can use this energy for healing. You will not be on the creation light ship, but the healing will take place from the cocoon energy. It'll be around your auric field, so just communicate with it. And we're now getting ready to come back. And we're coming back down. And now we're here. And what I'll just say is I'm doing a special event this Saturday. It's a four-hour creation light ship healing. It's designed for the ascension process, where we actually do special rooms for ascension, special attunements. And since the creation light ship is responsible for the universal shift, which is what the ascension is a part of, it enables all the universe to change frequencies, change dimensions, and we have a choice ourselves, being in a body, if we choose to move to another state of consciousness with our body. So a lot of people that I have talked with would like to do this, so if you're interested, just come on board. The session, like I said, is 4 hours in length, and the cost on it is $60, and it feels like about 20 minutes our time down here for the whole session. And they're going to be doing water charging for us. So you want to get 7 containers of water. And these you're going to be drinking for the next 7 consecutive days. 1 bottle per day after that. And this is also going to have special ascension codes in it for our body to assimilate. I also do other types of healings. If you wish to just do water charging for the whole month, then the price for that would be to go on my Wednesday night calls. And that's going to be an hour and a half session. And then you do one of the calls, which will be once a month, which is your Ascension conference call for 4 hours. So it's actually 5 calls that you're going to be on. And that's the price of $120. If you're on my frequent flyer, which is all the calls that I do, the price would be $250 for the month. And you get lots and lots of healing. The frequent flyer is about 2.5 hours of healing per month, 1 hour on Monday and Friday, and a half an hour on Wednesdays. So my sessions start off at $20 for an hour of healing. If you need a one-on-one, I charge $150. But a lot of people just love going on the frequent flyer that I have because they get so much out of it. Each time you go up, you integrate more of the energy from the light beams, and you start integrating more of those higher frequencies. So I hope that all of you received your healing this evening that you asked for. And I'll just let you all go. My phone number here is 1-877-ET-HEALS. And I also have a website, which is creationlightship.com, creationlightship.com. And I'm revising that, but it's still up. And if you want a list of services, just give me a call, and I can email you out what I do. I do quite a few different types of healings. They're all geared for the ascension process. And mainly it is to get rid of the densities that we have on our body. So the body is what's going to be ascending. Your spirit that will automatically go where it needs to go to. So it's not a spirit or soul ascension. It's actually your body ascending. And that's the whole crux of the matter, is that you want to be able to take your body with you. It's lived a long time with its genetic life form. Actually, it's been 4,000 years instead of 2, because the dark side came in, and when Jesus did his ascension programs and healings 2,000 years ago, the people weren't awakened enough. So we'll just sign off now, and thank you so much for coming on board tonight, and I'll see you again Saturday evening, and that'll be at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.